Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. To learn more about City Place Church, visit cityplacechurch.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at City Place Church.
Hey everybody, welcome to City Place Church. It is Palm Sunday. We are so glad that we get to spend this Sunday morning with you.
We are here in sunny Florida in our living rooms, guys, and we are in nice clothes. We're in good clothes. We put good clothes on for you this morning. I feel like, though, being in Florida, that is obligatory for us to go outside and cut off some palm branches and say it's palm.
But they're thorny, so we can't really do that.
They give you big time owies. Yeah, I learned my lesson. Well, good morning to you. It is awesome. I love Sunday so much. This is my favorite day of the year. Of the week. It's my favorite day of the week. And I'm going a little stir crazy because I've been in my house for so long and everyone is here, so you just have to forgive me this morning.
But we're so glad that you're spending this Sunday with us. We're going to get ready to jump into God's Word, but we want to let you know that this upcoming Friday, we want to spend with you. Okay, we want to spend with you. We are going to be doing family communion, some worship, a little bit of God's Word, but we're just going to just remember the sacrifice and the price that Jesus paid for us to be able to be here this morning. We're actually going to talk about how amazing Jesus is in a couple of seconds here, a couple of moments, but we just want you to just kind of jot that down this Friday night at 7 p.m. right here, back online on Facebook and YouTube. We're just going to spend some time together. So gather your family and let's all set aside some time. And then Easter Sunday morning, we are going to be back here at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And so listen, let's just make this start to Holy Week and Holy Week something amazing. There's one more thing that we're going
to
be doing.
Yeah, one of the things that we love to do during this time of year is really just to focus our hearts and our minds. And so we join and call upon you now to join us all together, because there is something really important and amazing when we all lean in together, which we talked about leaning in last week, leaning in together, but spiritually now. So from Wednesday to Friday, leading up to Good Friday, we are going to be doing prayer and fasting. And so we invite you to do that. For maybe for you, you can say, hey, you know what? While I'm home, I am snacking like a bandit and I am going to be giving that up. Maybe some of you would say, you know, that there's something that you could just give up. And the idea here is that we're obviously focusing ourselves and getting quiet, stilling our spirit and making it holy, leading up to that moment when Christ gave the ultimate sacrifice for us. So please join us from Wednesday through Friday as we lean in together.
And all of that information you could see is going to be posted for you in our comments section. So we're going to get ready to jump in. But before we do that, we've told you who we are. Pastor Damon, Pastor Ty, City Place Church in Orlando. Why don't you tell us your name and where you're from? We want to greet you really fast. Our team wants to say hello. And otherwise, we are going to get this party and this moment started.
That's right.
So let's all pray and let's jump in. Father, we love you today. We thank you for this opportunity to celebrate you on Palm Sunday. But Father, we also acknowledge that we need you in this time as people are navigating this season of life. Lord God, we pray your peace and your strength all over this nation, but also the world. And this morning we invite you in to give us life, give us faith, and we're gonna celebrate the hope that is you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I sure hope that you've been joining us for the last couple of weeks, but we have been on a series of chats, living room to living room, and we've been talking about all the goodness of God that we can find in Scripture when acknowledging, obviously, that there's a lot happening. Like, can I just get an amen on that? There is just a lot happening. You know, for us, school is back in session. There's lots of stuff going. There's constant newsreels, and so we've acknowledged every week that this is a changing sort of scenario that we have. But every single week, we've been talking about what God would want to say to us during these times and how we can be an influencer. You know, I really, really, really believe this, and we'll talk about this a little bit more today, but like, this is our moment. This is our moment. This is our moment. But how do we really understand that, process it, and what do we need to do in moments like this to be all that we are called to be?
That's right. And so Level 10, if you were here with us last week, we talked about Jesus in the middle of the storm showing up. But we said, at every moment that we have together, we're going to go level 10. Babe, break it down for him again. Level 10.
You know, we're not face-to-face, so level 10 online is like, you might give us two high fives this morning. Give us a little emoji. Give us a little, you know, hands up. Give us a 10 in the chat box. Lean in is what that essentially means. So this morning, no matter where you are, grab your notebook. Grab your Bible, just like you're getting ready to receive. And if you would say amen in church, say amen in that chat. If something sounds good to you, yeah, if you don't, pastor is going to give you a little amen exercise. So go ahead and do it this morning. And, you know, it's just us leaning in together. It's leaning into what God has to say, not us being passive scrollers. Y'all know what I'm talking about, like that finger scroll that we do on our phones and our tablets and just scroll and scroll, and it's the crazy scroll, but not this morning. We want to really lean in. So lean in. Come on. Lean in.
Come on.
And that's a level 10 this morning. So you are good to go. I think they're ready, babe.
That's right. So if you're level 10, emojis, or level 10, write that in there. But hey, we're going to read some scripture and we're going to jump in. Today we're celebrating Palm Sunday. We'll tell a little bit about the story and point out just a couple of things, where we are in life. But also, this is a season of hope. But it's also the start of Holy Week. And so turn with me, Matthew chapter 21. Our team is going to put it there for you to follow along. If this is your first time hanging out with us, we say welcome. Welcome home online. Matthew chapter 21. We're going to read a little story today. So engage, lean in, and stay tuned. Here we go. It says in verse 1, as Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethpage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead, and he said, go into the village over there, he said, and as you enter, you will see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks you what you're doing, just say the Lord needs them, and they will immediately let you take them. This took place to fulfill the prophecy that is said, tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on the donkey's coat. Then the two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the coat to him and threw their garments over the colt, and Jesus sat on it. Verse 8, most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut down branches, other versions say palm branches, from the trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around were shouting, praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in the highest. This morning, we want to just continue our conversation. Last week, we started a conversation that just said, what could happen when Jesus steps in? And we talked about last week, Jesus coming into the middle of the storm and calming it down. Today, we want to begin Holy Week by just focusing in on, again, when Jesus steps into a moment. This morning, let's dive in.
Yeah. You know, I love this portion of scripture, and obviously we find ourselves in Palm Sunday, and there's so many pieces that we can take away. Just as you were reading, babe, I was sitting there thinking the very beginning of the setting of all of this. You know, it was not a surprise to Jesus what sacrifice he would make for all of humanity. The Bible gives us instruction that he was in heaven chilling. He was good. And he decided, he knew what his calling would ultimately be. And can you imagine the sense now as you get the realization that this is the moment, that this is what it has all been about. This is what the 30 years, this is what the run, this is what the effort has been. This is why you created the friends that you have. This is the mission. And this is the moment. You remember I said that earlier, that this is the moment, that this is the moment. And, you know, there had to be a certain realization that set in, obviously processing, but also that understanding that my moment is now. And I am not called to shrink back from the moment that I'm in. I am not called to run away from it. How many of us know that because it was no surprise to Jesus, the moment was also not a surprise to Jesus, which means that we are to understand that although we are about to read scripture, and we just have, about a very triumphant entry. And I believe that this was such a moment of mixed emotions, truth be told. We'll talk about it today. I believe that there was mixed emotions, but although there was this triumphant entry, it was also him embracing the moment. Mm. And he knew that the end of the story would be victory via pain.
That's good.
And so he said, you know what? This is my moment. I know what I need to go. I know what I need to journey through.
Yeah.
And he did not shrink back.
Mm.
He begins to encourage and invite other people along in the process. And the very first thing that we see him doing is turning to his two disciples. We don't know which two they are. We can suspect turning to his two disciples and giving them some instruction.
Yeah.
And this is actually a very interesting stop in the journey, because I love that in Jesus's moment, in Jesus's moment, he did not make it the Jesus show.
Mm.
He says to the disciples, I am fully in control. I know what is about to happen. But I want to give you the opportunity to go and be a part of what is an extremely significant moment in my life. And so we read this, and sometimes I've read past this like, okay, they went and got a donkey. But the reality is, he turns to them in an effort for them to be involved in the moment. So I want to say to you again this morning, this is your moment. And God is saying to you, this is my moment. But this is your moment too, which means that he gives us the opportunity to serve. Said like this, there are a few opportunities that we see in the scripture, which I think is so amazing. And first one is, we get the opportunity to serve and be used for eternal purposes.
That's good.
The disciples had that opportunity.
That's right.
And I think it's so amazing that Jesus did that.
That's right. So if you look in verse 2 and verse 3, Jesus tells two people, he says, go on my behalf. And he says, untie the donkey and the colt. As we were studying this week, it's amazing that God can use you and me to bring freedom to someone else. If you look at it now, if you look at scriptures, it's like a donkey and a colt, but if you see it, it's generations. There is an older generation and a younger generation. And Jesus says, listen, if we look at it this way, this is how it jumped off to us. God says, I can use you in this time to impact every generation. In the middle of where we are right now as a nation in the world, God wants to use you.
Yeah.
He wants to use you to bring a word of comfort. He wants to use you to give a gift. He wants to use you to pray for your neighbor. He wants to use you to bring peace where there could be uncertainty. God wants to use you for every age. Opportunity is presented to us when Jesus steps in. He looks at his disciples and he says, you go. There's someone that needs to experience my freedom. Here's the second thing that jumped out when we talk about freedom. We don't know how they were tied. We don't know how long it took them to untie. But Jesus already knew that when he sent forth his word and then they went to serve, that there would be freedom. So can I tell you this morning that as we walk into Holy Week, that you are strategically sitting here with us this morning so that we can breathe life into you. We don't know what moment of the story you're in. We don't know how this moment in time has impacted you, but we want to be two people this morning that represent Jesus to say, God is going to show up for you. So we're going to pray against anxiety, worry, fear, lack, anything that the enemy would try to do, like we talked about last week, to push us away from our faith and believing that Jesus is going to show up. So I love, number one, if you're keeping notes with us, this is an opportunity for us to be used by God and an opportunity for all of us to experience his freedom.
That's right. I have read this passage almost every year. Usually around this time of year, we're kind of diving into this specific scripture. And I've always thought it was such an important marker of God being all-knowing. See, God sent the disciples and he said, hey, this is what I want you to do. But he said, this is also what's going to happen.
Mm.
Do this if somebody tells you, what are you doing? Because he was not a thief. Jesus is not a thief. So he didn't just say, go steal a donkey. He said, there is the provision that you need. This is where that thing that I need, this is where it is, this is what they'll say to you, and this is what you tell them. You tell them the Lord has needed them, and they will let it go. So I want to say the same thing to you, just in that vein of freedom. You know, this morning, God sees you. God sees where you are bound. He already knows the beginning from the end. And whatever the opposition that we believe might be there, God says, no, 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 this is what you say. The Lord has need of them. And so I really, really embrace that moment of just freedom that he gives us the opportunity to experience freedom.
As you were talking and you were talking about God sees you, I just want to just confirm what Pastor Ty just said. Just here, a special moment just for you. Some of you have been worrying in this moment and asking God just that. God, do you see me right now? Some of you have been faithful. There are those of you who are joining for the very first time. And you're like, well, let me just see what this online experience, gathering, conversation is about. And I just want to speak to you and let you know that God does see you. And this week, as we were praying, one of the things that rang out to me was that Jesus asked them to be loosed and brought to him because he saw value in the donkey and in the colt. And so I just want to speak to you, just like Pastor Ty said, God sees you. And the reason why he's having us encourage you this morning is because you're valuable to him. Not what you can do, but because he loves you for who you are. And so there is value in you this morning. God sees you. And so this is an opportunity for you right in this moment to receive the love of Jesus, to receive the fact that there's nothing that you could do to separate yourself from his love. This moment is, we said this last week, this moment that is uncertain is one of the best opportunities that we have to experience his reality. And if you don't mind, I'd like to pray for you right now.
Absolutely.
Come on, lean in. One, come on, level 10. Father, I pray for every person that's watching. I pray that as Pastor Ty and I are delivering this conversation this morning, your word, God, I pray that faith rises. In the middle of what seems uncertain, God, you see us.
Yeah.
And our value in you has never changed. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So this morning we've been talking about when Jesus steps in, what happens. And so we've been laying the groundwork that we have many opportunities when he does that. We have the opportunity to, the first thing we said, just as a point of notes and reference, is to be an instrument to serve and to impact others. The second one is experience freedom. The fourth one, I love this so much, is we have the opportunity for a season of uncertainty to be altered to a season of gratefulness. Mm. Now, the most kind of iconic thing that we think about with Palm Sunday is the people who begin to say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Now, let's set the stage for a minute. Let's just pull out all the senses. Let's pull out all of these complexities. Jesus has been on the earth for around 3 decades. And as he's begun his ministry, he started to do these things. He started to do healings and speaking and teaching. And often when he does, out of a heart that desires to help people and show them the magnitude of who he is and who his father is, they turn and people have, you know, sort of snarky things to say. Who do you think you are? Who are you, God? Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. And so he's got all of these things where he is pouring himself out only for it to be super criticized, super critiqued. But in this moment, It is one of the first moments that not just an individual, because individuals knew who he was and they were like, I don't care if they tell me to be quiet. I don't care. I know who you are. I know what you did to me. But this is the first time that massive groups of people are praising him and being very liberal with their verbiage of him as Lord. This is one of the first times that we understand that the people don't just see him as a good man,
that's good,
but as Lord. And what happened to turn people's hearts in that direction? What happened as we understand lordship versus Jesus a good man versus Jesus, you know, he's pretty good, but I don't know who he thinks he is? What happens in the heart of man? There's a couple of really interesting things. Again, and just for a minute, I want to break down, because this is really, really cool. It says, the disciples brought, this is verse 7, brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt he sat on. Now, I have, again, read that scripture a number of times, but in this day, I stopped. When I read it, you know, just recently, I read it and I stopped. I stopped and said, wait, the disciples the disciples brought the donkeys back to Jesus. They brought the donkey and the colt. It was not a king's horse. It was a donkey. It was a wild thing that Jesus was riding on. They took off their coats first and they put it on the donkey, and Jesus sat on the coats. Mm. Okay. Now, what the disciples were doing symbolically is they said two things. One, it is it's just naturally uncomfortable to ride on top of a wild animal, right? They're not trained. And so it was an act of humility for them to say, I don't know what this will do, but we're going to make it just a little bit more comfortable to you, as their way of serving. The other thing that they did, though, is they took off whatever identity they had.
Yeah.
Anything that looked like, oh, I am made from this kind of stature. I come from this kind of family. I serve as the priest. I serve as a fisherman. Often what you wore identified what you did and who you were. And they removed their identity. They took off anything of value. And they said, I willingly first place it under Jesus. And I believe in verse 7, what the disciples did, which is so, we quickly read through it. What the disciples did began the change in the atmosphere of what the people ultimately did that led to praise and lordship for the first time.
That's good. You know what, as you were talking, I was thinking, it's not just the humility of who you are. It's not just the humility of your pride. But it's also the labels that we wear. Some of us hanging out on this conversation today have been labeled failure, addict, whatever the label may be of your life, and you've worn it for a long time. Can you imagine people going, I'm experiencing this man in front of me. I will not be the same again. See, Palm Sunday is not just the moment that begins Holy Week. Palm Sunday is also the day when people decided that their life was going to be changed because they encountered Jesus.
Yeah, game changer.
The whole conversation that we asked you all to be a part of for 3 weeks was, what would happen when Jesus steps in? I mean, it's amazing how in moments where Jesus steps in, I'm willing to say, Jesus, I'm going to give you everything. Pastor Ty, you were talking about lordship. You know, whenever we refer to Jesus as Lord, that means that we've seen some of his character and we go, oh my goodness, this is who you are. You are the one that gives me peace. You are the one that died for me.
Yeah.
There's no way that I would hold on to anything when I know that you can give me something that will change my life.
That's
and
it.
So as I was thinking, one of the questions that I wanted to ask you was, what's a label that's been placed on you that you may have been carrying up to this moment? What label has COVID-19 in this season brought into your house? We talked about it when we said experience freedom, worry, anxiety. We said this in when we first started, we said that, you know, faith is not void of reality. Faith is assurance and insurance that God's gonna do what he promised. So we're not gonna say, oh, that doesn't exist. No, we see it. But what we don't want that to drive us and give us labels that God never designed for us. And so when these men and the people and the men and women are seeing Jesus ride on all these generations that he can impact, they're saying, if he did it for them, he can do it for me too. There's no way I'm going to hold on to this. And so as we move towards the conclusion of this time, right now, right where you are, just say, I'm not going to hold on to this anymore. I'm going to let Jesus ride over it. And I'm going to turn this moment into a moment where I'm grateful that I'm looking at my wife. I'm grateful that I'm able to spend time with you all this morning on conversation. What's one thing? Come on, write it down. What's one thing that right now, in the middle of all of this, that we can stop and say, Lord, thank you. Come on, put it down. Come on, write it down. Write it down. Come on, we're all leaning in.
Yeah.
Write it down.
I think it's so incredible. I'm just piggybacking off of that. I think ultimately the people did a separation here. And they said the same question in their mind they had to rectify as they moved their heart from being critical or just hearing the hearsay or kind of the gossip about Jesus, and they had to decide, you are not just a Lord or a way, you are the way.
That's good.
You are the way. And because my heart and my spirit acknowledges that you are the way, then I am overwhelmed with gratitude. And it is out of that moment that we see them saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. They are finally calling him Lord. And so my question, just the same, is Jesus a way for you, a opportunity when it's convenient, or a thing that you do in addition to some things I get good feedback and then Jesus, or is he the way? And it's not a philosophical question that I'm asking this morning. It's not a theological question that I'm asking this morning. I'm asking, peering into your heart and mine, and the question is Jesus the way? And I submit to you this morning that if there's a lot of things that have, they can also help us and pacify us and make us feel good, and you know, when we're feeling a little anxious, well, I go do this and I go do that and I work out and I eat right and Jesus, is Jesus a way or the way? And this issue of lordship becomes really, really critical. We know, we only see another time in 2 Kings 9:13 where the people are laying their cloaks. At this point, it is to Jehu, who is made king, a battle, a warrior. And in this example, they say, you are the king. So let me ask it to you like this, because sometimes that word Lord gets a little crazy. Is Jesus your king? Is he the one that is full of power, able to lead you, not mistaken in his words?
That's good. As Pastor Todd's talking, I'm just taking notes too, because I'm blown away. You know, so if you've been taking notes, here, let's rewind. Number one, when Jesus steps in, we have an opportunity to serve and impact others.
Yeah.
Pastor Ty talked about that. Number two, when Jesus steps in, we have an opportunity to experience his freedom. Number three, we have an opportunity to lay down who we are, the good, the bad, highs and the lows, and turn it into gratefulness and let Jesus ride on all those things. And then the final thing that Pastor Ty just mentioned is that we really do have an opportunity to see him as the Lord, as the way, which if we frame it, we say, this is an opportunity for this week to be holy.
Yeah.
This week is termed Holy Week, but there's a reason. And as Pastor Ty was talking, I thought about this, and we're going to wrap up here and give all of us an opportunity to start this week in his presence. I thought about the fact that right out the gate, she was saying, she just said that we have an opportunity for Jesus to be the Lord. Here's how the story plays. Jesus says, there's something of value. I want to have it close to me. He says, will you just humble yourself and give it all over to me? I'll ride on it. It reminds me of Ephesians chapter 1, which says that everything is under his feet. A grateful heart. Jesus, I realize that you really can change my life.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the final thing is what Pastor Ty said, is that we accept and acknowledge and acknowledge the fact that he really is Lord and King. And that brings us to a moment where we all have an opportunity to have a relationship with Jesus through what we know to be, or if this is your first time, it's called salvation. Salvation is the access, the doorway by which we can have a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah. I think about the branches and the palms and this particular moment as Jesus is riding in. And I just want to offer you this last thing as we begin to wrap our time together this morning. And that is, this was a joyful moment. This was a very joyful moment. There's a lot of times in the Old Testament that give instruction about what was to happen on this particular day, that there was to be a sacrificial lamb. And that sacrificial lamb was the representation of the sins of that community. And it is interesting as Jesus is riding and as he's in this moment, as he's in a moment, just like we're in this morning, that people begin to say, the Lamb of God. It's just what John the Baptist, when Jesus was baptized, he says, the Lamb of God. And he calls him, no mistake of words, the Lamb of God. And bringing all things together full circle, it was for this moment that with joy and laughter and praise and the mixed emotions that Jesus is feeling, he represents for you and for me, the Lamb of God, the sacrifice for all of us. And so this morning, we all have an opportunity to go into this week, to go into Easter week, knowing that Jesus is fully Lord. I don't know about you, but it would be an honor for all of us, yes, even if you've been serving the Lord for some time, to just say, you know what, God? I need to re-put you back on your rightful place, yeah, as the Lord of my life. I understand that you are good, yeah, but I want you to be the Lord, the, yeah, King, my way. Yeah. So this morning, I would love to pray for you. If you, yeah, feel like either you've never ever made that decision before, or perhaps like some of us, you've grown up in church, or you were, yeah, really serving God, or you could say, no, Jesus was Lord, but maybe today he isn't the Lord. Yeah. And so I would love to pray for you this morning. It's a simple prayer, and no matter which one of those would represent you this morning, just where you would say, Jesus, I recommit or commit my life to you for the very first time. And in doing so, I acknowledge that you died. I acknowledge that you rose again. And I acknowledge the life that I have eternally for making that decision this morning. Will you pray with me? Pray out loud. It's okay.
Come on, people level 10.
Around you. Level, yeah, it's 10. Okay. It is okay, because although we're in our living room this morning, you can just repeat these words just after me. Everybody who believes this prayer, say, Jesus.
Today.
I declare. You as the Lord.
Of my life.
I believe that you died. I believe that you rose.
And I know.
That I have eternal life with you.
I thank you.
For embracing me.
As a child of God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, the Bible says that when one person meets Jesus, all of heaven,
that's what they're doing,
goes crazy.
That's what they're doing.
All of heaven goes crazy. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, and we know some of you did, here's what we want you to do. My wife and I would love to connect with you, and our team would love to connect with you. There is a number that is going to be posted as I speak, 407-393-8426. And all we want you to do is just put your name and just write in, I accepted Jesus. Or you can send us a Facebook message, and one of our team members will just send you just a little update and a tool to just let you know that the decision you made today, we want to do life with you and encourage you in your relationship with Jesus. We don't want you to do life alone. So we celebrate you this morning. We are so grateful that we got a chance to celebrate this moment with you.
That's
now,
right.
One other thing that we want to let all of you know is that this upcoming Friday, we're going to have family communion. We're joining with other churches all across the United States to just celebrate the night that Jesus died. The Bible says that when Jesus took communion with his disciples, he says, do this in remembrance of me. And so we want you to gather your families. We want you to get some bread and some juice, bring the elements. But Friday at 7 p.m., we're going to be coming together right here on our online platforms. And then on Sunday at 10 a.m., we're going to be celebrating Easter together as a family.
And it's going to be a party. Yes. So we will be looking for you. Communion is such a special opportunity that we have to remember, family friendly. You know, use what you got. You got some crackers, use crackers. You got some bread, use some bread. So it'll be wonderful. And I always say this, I tell my kids, you get the good juice, you get the good stuff when it's time for communion. So we will look for you this Friday night. You know, the last thing that we do here, we are impacting the world through this moment. It seems like the world is on freeze, but I assure you, the world is not on freeze, and the Church of Jesus is not on pause. There are great things happening. Every single week we get the opportunity to be a blessing and to serve. We want you to know, Church, City Place Church, and for all of us that are now online family, virtual BFFs, We want you to know that the Church of Jesus is alive and well. And we love, as a family, we know that the Bible tells us, and just because we're virtual, it doesn't change things, I guess, you know. But if you have not been affected by this situation, the COVID-19 situation, I just want to speak to you now and say that your giving, your generosity, your prayers and your generosity has gone so far. Yeah. And I just want to tell you that I am proud of you. And this morning before we leave, we honor the Lord, we worship the Lord with our giving, because we know that God is the one that is in charge of it all. Yeah. And we give back to Him freely and excitingly what already belongs to Him, so that He can use it and spread it and God's message can go forth.
Yeah, well, last week we told you that some of our giving went to one of the local youth programs, and we got some information back that 93 kids were impacted by the gift that we were able to give as a church. And so, as Pastor Ty said, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we're praying, and see, as a church, we get to be the hands and feet for those that are experiencing hardships in this moment. And so we're just going to continue to do that. We will continue to do that. Right now, here's where you can do is you can feel free to give online at cityplacechurch.com/give, or there's another option to give via text. And that number is being posted for you as well. But let's pray. Father, we thank you that as we sow today, let what we sow continue to make an impact to those that are in need, but also for the kingdom of God. Thank you that City Place gets to be your hands and your feet and represent you. We just pray right now, Lord God, as we close out, for those in our city and for our nation. Lord, let your hand remain on our nation.
Yeah.
Let this week be holy as we celebrate you, not just in this week, but your goodness all throughout the year to us and your grace. Don't take your hand off of our nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.